Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Magic Bitter, Magic Sweet by Charlie N. Holmberg. Performed by Kate Rudd. To Caitlin, who's a little bit spicy and a little bit sweet. Chapter 1. I Craft Influential Cake. The people of Carmine don't realize this, and for that I'm glad. I wouldn't know how to explain it to them, and I'm not sure they would appreciate the truth, no matter how positive my influence. I bake inspiration into specific flavors to make it easy for those who frequent my little bake shop to find what they need. Those with a taste for the olive oil cake crave strength, while those who come back for the berry tarts are, unknowingly, seeking wisdom. Today I am mixing the batter for love, which I flavor with cocoa beans and pepper. Love is my most popular confection, as well as my favorite to make. Everyone deserves a taste of love. My soul drinks in a deep sense of peace as I steady the wooden bowl in the crook of my left arm and whisk with my right, leaning against the long counter that stretches nearly the full length of the narrow back room, lit only by sunlight. Love. I think of the scent of corn roasting in Arisa's oven and the perfume of sun-warmed leaves. I imagine the soft fur of a hare under my fingers, the sound of children laughing as they clash sticks together down the street, and Frank, Arisa's husband, plucking the strings of his mandolin by firelight while stars twinkle overhead. I remember warm embraces and diving into cool ponds until my fingers brush the silky earth at the bottom. I ponder the affection between mother and son, man and wife, friend and friend. These thoughts vibrate over my arms and shoulders as I sprinkle salt and cream butter. I know the ingredients absorb it. I've witnessed the sternest of men smile as they savored this cake. My food has been this way since I started baking 4 years ago, first in dear Arisa's kitchen, then in this small bake shop at the end of Wagon Way, a few blocks from the village square. I make enough to pay rent on the shop and to repay what Arisa and Frank spend to keep me. I can't explain why. All I know is that 4 years have passed since I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?